Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Let's talk early voting in the Capital Region. It is surging.
Yeah, so our reporter, Zach Mattson, took a look at it yesterday, and we've been covering this since the early voting started this past weekend on Saturday. It was busy on the weekend, and apparently it got a lot busier even on Monday and then Tuesday. And so we talked to some elections commissioners around the area, and in particular in Schenectady County, where they're just experiencing really large numbers. As it turns out, Schenectady County now has had the second highest voter participation in the state in terms of the rate per the population. So we talked to the Board of Elections Commissioner there, Darlene Harris, and she was pretty excited. She said that on Monday, it was like election day. She said the phones were hot, emails were exploding with people trying to find out, can we come and vote? And what are the rules? By the end of yesterday, what we had around the region where there are more than 40,000 voters have voted early votes, and then you add on top of that, more than 60,000 voters had returned these absentee ballots. So these numbers are high in the region, and it sort of mirrors what's going around statewide. By the close of the voting yesterday, almost a million New Yorkers had voted early statewide. And this weekend in Schenectady County, they're going to extend the hours of early voting. And we're hearing reports that other places around the state will probably do that. And this is because of anticipated high turnout all the way through.
The anticipated spread of COVID has officials worried with the Thanksgiving holiday coming. And part of that spread could involve college students. Now SUNY saying they're requiring their students to test negative before leaving campus.
This news that broke yesterday when it was announced by the SUNY Chancellor, Jim Malatras, was a little bit of a surprise, I think, to some folks in education, students, and also administrators. The SUNY system has had some challenges with COVID-19, as we've reported, and a lot of people have reported, where they've had some minor breakouts at various campuses where they've had to close in-campus learning temporarily while they get it under control. And so what their announcement yesterday was saying is that all SUNY students, and this is about 140,000 across all the campuses in New York State, all of them will have to test negative for COVID-19 within 10 days before they leave campus to return home at the Thanksgiving break. And effectively, that's the end of the semester because these colleges are going to end their in-person schooling around Thanksgiving and then just do remote learning and testing for the rest of the semester to try to limit travel. So what they'll have to do is if they test positive, those students won't be able to leave campus and they'll have to quarantine on campus in coordination with the local health departments. SUNY had come under some criticism earlier in the semester where they'd sent students home where there were some problems on campuses, and this is their response. And they say that they're hopeful that they can continue to do, you know, the regular surveillance that they've been doing with things like this pooled surveillance testing at UAlbany, et cetera. It's a pretty big shift, and they're hopeful that it'll contain it.
He is Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays for more. Head to dailygazette.com. Miles, thank you.
Take care, David.